Notas mi vexisti vias vitae.
Of February 2020, Deuteronomy 30:15-20. Look, today I'm offering you life and prosperity, death and disaster. If you obey the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I'm laying down for you today, if you love Yahweh your God and follow his ways, if you keep his commandments, his laws, and his customs, you will live and grow numerous, and Yahweh your God will bless you in the country which you are about to enter and make your own. But if your heart burns away, if you refuse to listen, if you let yourself be drawn into worshipping other gods and serving them, I tell you today, you will most certainly perish. You will not live for long in the country which you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. Today I call heaven and earth witness against you. I am offering you life or death, blessing or curse. Choose life, that you and your descendants may live in the love of Yahweh your God, obeying his voice, holding fast to him, for in this your life consists, and on this depends the length of time that you stay in the country which Yahweh swore to your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would give them. Choosing the commandments means life. It means that God can give his grace, and that this grace reaches and blesses the people. With us people today, a spirit of self-determination or independence often lives, and sometimes, so it seems, words like obedience, subordination, humility have become irritating words that immediately provoke a defense. The spirit has even penetrated into the church, and one no longer understands the deeper meaning of these words. Perhaps an error is before our eyes, and we confuse obedience with slavery, subordination with loss of faith, and humility with sycophancy. One cannot exclude the possibility that people who use such words in a degrading way, that they have misused these terms. But all the more they should be liberated, these words, and given back to their own beauty. The text above shows us how important the right obedience is. It is not blind obedience or military obedience that is requested, but obedience of deepest insight. God, who has called us into being, has also given this life certain conditions in which it can unfold or fail to unfold if not respected. We can easily understand that, for example, a criminal life is a fallen life. It is a life at the expense of other people, a life in darkness, a life that can get worse and worse, a life under constant threat, a dangerous life. It is clear why. Because basic conditions for a successful life, for a fruitful life, are not met. It is the same with the commandments of the Lord. They are basic conditions in which true life can unfold. If we miss them and do not correct it, then our life moves in a spiritual darkness, and this darkness can increase until the whole life is perverted. So, with the commandments we choose life as God intended it for us human beings. This becomes a seen obedience. If we do not see the commandments as a limitation of our possibility of development, but as God's loving offer to get to know true life. Added to this is eternal life, as Jesus answered the rich young man when he asked him what he must do to win life. Also, we apply the text concretely to the people of Israel. It also allows us to understand it spiritually in general. If we keep the commandments of God and fulfill the will of God even more precisely with the teaching of Jesus, we will take possession of the land. We can understand the word in such a way that we learn to take possession of true life in this way. The blessing of God unfolds in us the holy land of the soul, because the supernatural life of God enters and grows in us. It is a life that already begins on earth and is completed in eternity. It is a blessing and real happiness, for it draws inner peace and joy into our heart. Jesus speaks of this land in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. Obedience is to listen to the truth, to submit to it gladly in humility. Refusal to expect the truth that God allows has consequences. You lose this land. You won't be able to live in it for long. The life from God dies away, the splendor disappears, life becomes dull and dark. So we can choose life.